To those nationalist communities which in recent years have challenged Orange supremacy, I extend our best wishes and solidarity. We salute the courage of the people of the Lower Ormo, of Barbahi Road, of Ross Leigh, of Dunloy, of Harryville, of Ballaghy, and the many other isolated nationalist communities. We salute the people of Derry who did not stand idly by when these smaller communities were under threat. And we salute those from the Protestant tradition in this island who took a stand for equality. When we speak of change, we want change through this entire island. And the resistance to change is not confined to the Unionists or to the British. Throughout this state, this 26 county states, there are partitionists. For whom Ireland is 26 counties. For these, for the censors and the revisionists, we nationalists are beyond the pale. We Republicans are beyond the pale. But the Republican peace strategy, the Irish Peace Initiative, the IRA Association, and the entire peace process was a major setback for these forces. The naysayers had to acknowledge the strength of Irish opinion at home and abroad, and the support for an inclusive peace settlement, for the end of partition, and for the need for political and constitutional change. And then, to their surprise, some of those who had been most negative about my dialogue with John Hume and about the Irish Peace Initiative and the IRA Association, some of them found themselves in government in the middle of the peace process. A bit of a shock, said John Bruton in an untypical understatement. At that time, we acknowledged that it was difficult for him to address the new situation, and we commended his efforts to create progress in the face of British government and confidence. We were flexible. We were open-minded. We kept every commitment we made, and we did so in good faith, and Mr. Bruton knows this. But we refused to lower our expectations, and we refused to be caged in, and we refused to be conditioned. We're prepared. Whatever government emerges from the general election in the 26 counties, Sinn Féin will endeavour to work with that government to rebuild the peace process. And that is our pledge given here today. But that government must respect the mandate which our voters will give us. No one in government buildings in Dublin should expect Sinn Féin to collude at our own exclusion or in undermining the rights of our electors. Mr. Bruton has called upon the people not to vote for Sinn Féin. But when they ignore him, then he, or whoever succeeds him as Taoiseach, must respect and uphold the rights of that section of our people. The Aon Slean Ella on. Unlike Finnegale, our party is offering people the opportunity to vote for us on both sides of the border. We'll be standing on our strategy for peace, our record in building the peace process, our continuing efforts to restore that process on a sound basis, our social and economic analysis, our work in the communities, our progress of policies on a range of issues which concern the electorate in both urban and rural areas, north and south. And in this election, Sinn Féin is the only party of the left standing on an independent platform. We represent that tradition in Irish politics, which may be described as a Republican left, the legacy of Pearce and Connolly and Mellows. And as Councillor O'Quillan said here at Easter, Sinn Féin is the voice of an idea. It's the idea of Republican labour and the thought of a free Ireland. And over the last few years, for the first time in over two decades, people here are hearing that voice, people here are receiving our message, and people here are increasingly receptive to it. For us, the struggle is where the people are and where the activists should be. And it's our collective responsibility to succeed, to continue our struggle, and to get others to join us. Our notion of social justice involves the harnessing of economic activity for the benefit of all. Instead, what happens here? Instead, the wealthy are rewarded, And the inequality gaps are widened between the low-paid and the well-paid, between those in work and the unemployed. And while the fat cats get the cream, our young people are threatened with a drugs epidemic and rural communities are robbed of much-needed disgrace. And they call that politics. We call that a disgrace. Politics here has been reduced by some politicians to an ivory tower of backroom dealing, of scams, of cosy cartels, of backhanders and strokes. This general election provides voters with a chance to dent the smug, self-satisfied circle of power in Leinster House. This general election provides the chance for our party to challenge this culture of privilege and inequality. This RDS, as I've said before, is enjoying the hospitality of the people of Monaghan. Monaghan is the county of birth of James Connolly's parents. Kevin Monaghan is the constituency which elected Kieran Doherty as PD. We're fighting three elections. And we hope in the north for an increase in our representation and local government everywhere, because of the sterling work done by our councillors. And here, in this state, there is a real prospect of a seat for Quaidhing O'Quillan and Kevin Monaghan. There's a chance of a breakthrough.